Chapter 22. The time most come for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Jew holiday, when they eat bread where ain't have no yeast in them. They call that the Passover holiday. The leader them are the Jew priests and the law teacher them been a study they had for figure how to kill Jesus without nobody finding out about them, because they've been scared of the people. Then Satan take hold to Judas, what a call Iscariot. He been one of the 12 disciples. So Judas going off and talk to the priest leader them, and them officer of them were guard house. Judas talked to him about how he can help him catch Jesus. The leader been glad for hear that, and they offer to pay Judas money for doing. Judas grieved for that, and he start for search for way to hand Jesus over to him. They won't for do that when there ain't going to be no crowd of people around for know about them. So Judas looked for that. During the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the day come when they have to kill the lamb for make sacrifice to God. They kill the lamb so that all the family them can eat them and remember the Passover, the time when God done bring his people out of Egypt land. So Jesus called Peter and John and tell them, say, I'm going to go get the Passover food ready for we for eat. They ask him, where you want we for get them ready? Jesus answered him, when I'm going to go into the city, I'm going to meet a man with a tote a big jug of water. I must follow that man and go into the house where he go. I'm going to tell the man what own that house, say, the teacher to ask you where the room where he and his disciple them go eat the Passover supper. The man go show on a big room upstairs where all what we need there. Must get the food ready there. Peter and John go on to the city, and they find all the things just like Jesus tell them. So they get the food ready for eat the Passover supper. When the time come for the Passover supper, Jesus come to the table and the 12 apostles along with him. Jesus tell him, say, I been a want for eat this Passover supper with honor real bad before supper. Cause I'da tell honor, I ain't gonna eat them again till all what the Passover stand for come true, when God will rule over all things in this world. Jesus take the cup of wine and he thank God. Then he say, honor pass this cup round and let all honor drink some divine. Cause I'da tell honor that after the supper, I ain't going to drink wine no more till God rule over this world. Jesus takes some bread and thank God. Then he broke the bread up, gave him to the apostle them. He say, this bread my body will I give to God for honor's sake. Honor must eat them for remember me. Same way after the Passover supper, Jesus take the cup of wine and gave him to the apostle them. He say, this wine in this cup is the new agreement between God and his people. I'd make that agreement come true with me blood when I grieve for let people kill me for honor's sake. But look here, the person who gonna sell me, hand me over to them people who want to kill me, either eat with me, a hand right here on the table with me. The man from God gonna die like God done side him. But it gonna be real bad for that man what I hand him over to them who gonna kill him. Then the apostle them start for ask one another, say, which one we going to do this thing what Jesus talked about? Disciple them start to argue with one another about which one of them they ought to think is great the most. Jesus tell them, say, the kingdom of them what ain't Jew people they have charge over all their people, and them people call their ruler the people friend. But honor must never be like that. Instead of that, the person who great the most amongst honor must be like the youngest. An honor leader must be the one who to serve. If honor have two people, one will sit down to the table for eat, and the other person who to serve them, which one great the most? That the person who to sit down to the table, ain't it? But I stand amongst honor like a person who to serve. Honor been a stay with me faithful during all my hard time. May Papa done give me authority for rule over people. Same fashion, I go give un authority for rule. Honor go eat and drink to me table when I to rule. and Anna going to sit down on throne for judge the 12 tribe of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan done get permission for test all the Anna, for separate the good from the bad, like a farmer separate the grain from the chaff. But I done pray to God for you, Simon, that your faith in me won't give out. And when you done turn back to me, you must help your brother them get more stronger. Peter answered Jesus, say, Lord, I'm ready for go with you to jail and to die with you too. Jesus tell him, say, I'll tell you, Peter, before the rooster crow tonight, you go say 3 times that you ain't know me. Then Jesus asked his disciples them, say, that time when I send Anna to go and tell the good news, I done charge Anna that Anna must don't take no money, no bag, neither no shoes. Anna ain't have neither nothing during that time, ain't it? They answer him, no, we ain't have neither nothing then. Then Jesus tell him, say, but now if Anna have money, either a bag, must take him with Anna. And if Anna ain't got no sword, must sell Anna coat and buy him. Cause I'd tell Anna, when the prophet write in God book say, people think that he one of them wicked people, he been a write about me. That must come true about me. All what God word say about me to happen for true. Disciple them say, look, young Lord, we have 2 swords. Jesus answer say, that enough. Jesus left the city and going to the Mount of Olive, just like he used to do. And disciple them going along with him. When he get to the place, he tell him, Anna must pray to God so that when Satan tempt Anna ain't gonna fall into sin. Then Jesus left him and going a little bit further, about 100 foot away, and he kneeled down and prayed to God. He say, Papa, if you grieve, do please, don't make me drink this cup of suffering. Still yet, you must don't do what I want, must do what you want for do. Then one angel come out of heaven to Jesus and give him strength. Jesus been agonized. He'd pray more harder even than before. His sweat been like blood will keep on dropping down to the ground. When Jesus get up from his pray, he going back to disciple them, but he see that they'd asleep. They that tired, cause they had been too heavy. Jesus tell him, say, Anna ain't ought to be sleeping, ain't he? Get up and pray to God so that when Satan tempt Anna ain't gonna fall into sin. Whilst Jesus been a talk, a crowd come up. Judas, one of the 12 disciples, been a lead the people, and he come up to Jesus for kiss him. But Jesus asked him, say, Judas, for true, with a kiss, you to hand a man from God over to the enemy them? When disciple them were been with Jesus, see what about to happen, they asked Jesus, say, Lord, can we fight them with we sword? And one them disciple take his sword and strike the man what work for the head man of the Jew priest them. It cut the right ear of that workman off. But Jesus charged his disciple them, say, that enough, I'll stop that. He touched the workman where a ear done been, and make the year come back in. Jesus asked the leader them, or the priests, and the leader them, what been God house, and the other Jew leader them, what done come there, forget him. He say, Anna have come here, forget me with sword and stick, like I been a robber. I been with Anna every day in God house, and Anna ain't tried for grab hold to me. But this the time when God grieve for let Anna take me. Now when Satan, what a rule over evil, he day in charge. They grab hold of Jesus and take him to the head man of the Jew priest them into a house. Peter follow along behind him, but he ain't get close to him. Now a fire been light there in the middle of the head man yard, and people been a sit down round that fire. So Peter go on and join him. One of the gal them what a work there see Peter to sit down there with the fire light to shine on him. That gal studied Peter good fashion and tell the people there, say, this man too been with Jesus. But Peter say, that ain't so. He tell him, say, Umman, I ain't even know that man. At a while, a man been a watch Peter. That man say, you one of them what been with Jesus them too. But Peter answer, say, man, I ain't. At about an hour, another man tell the people, say, for true, this man yeah been with Jesus, cause he come from Galilee too. Peter answer him, say, man, I ain't know what you to talk about. That same time when he been to say that, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned round and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remember that the Lord done tell him, say, before the rooster crow today, you gonna say 3 times that you ain't know me. Peter gone out of the yard and cried real hard. The soldier man then were been a guard Jesus to make fun of him and beat him. They tie a rag over the eye. Then they knock him and say, if you a prophet, guess who that knock you? Tell thee. And they tell Jesus plenty other things, for sure they hold him cheap. When they clean, they have meeting of the Jew council. The people leader them, the leader them are the priests, and the law teacher them gather together. The soldier man them take Jesus before that council. The people of the council charge Jesus, say, if you the Christ, the promised child, you must tell me. Jesus answer them, say, if I tell Anna, Anna ain't gonna believe me. And if I ask Anna a question, Anna ain't gonna answer me. But from now on, the man will come from God, will sit down to the right hand of God, will have all power. All the people were to judge him in the council, ask him, say, well then, you God's son? Jesus answer him, say, Anna right when Anna say that. Then the people were to judge him, say, we ain't need no more people word against him. With we own, yeah, we done hear what he say.